You caught up with the lads from Starlet last week.
They are the crack, Darren and Joe.
Yeah, and do you reckon you'll go to the show now, Una?
If they give me free tickets.
Yeah.
No, I would love to go to the show. You might get a babysitter, I'll be there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course, obviously, yeah. So you guys caught up with them during the week and you played a quick round of Teapot or Truth. Is this something you guys do?
Teapot or Truth, yeah. So yeah, we've got a teapot and we just put in a load of different questions and we pull one out.
Oh, no way.
We ask the question.
Oh, interesting. Okay, let's see who you guys got on.
Quick fire Teapot round of Truth. Right, Tato or King?
King.
Oh,
you'd have to be odd, wouldn't you, Dadden?
Middle
you're
class.
You're asking Darren, the king of hunky dorties. Tato or King?
Red lemonade or Club Orange?
Oh, red lemonade.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't really like fizzy orange.
Especially not with the bits in it. It's like someone backwashed it.
Oh, do you know that Cooper, my friend here, is so afraid of backwash, right? I asked him, I was in his car one day and I was really thirsty and I asked him, could I have a sup of his water? And he firstly had never heard the term sup before and he refused to give me any of his water because he said I'd backwash it.
You would backwash it?
I wouldn't. I'm not seven.
You have to fountain it where you open it and then just like...
Let it pour.
At a good distance, you know?
Having somebody drinking from your drink is like going into a public toilet and sitting down and it's warm. It's disgusting.
Man, you've got issues. Seriously.
I'm fine.
Why fronts are boxers?
Oh, boxers.
I was talking about people. Oh. Like American jocks are a boxer, fighters.
Jocks.
Jocks.
No, boxers. Boxers, you mad thing.
When you're chatting with your mates, do you prefer to do a phone call or a voice note or text?
Text. Can't be bothered talking.
It depends who it is. Sometimes people chat more and they send you them and then you have to reply with a voice note that matches it. That's like 6 minutes.
I just don't reply.
Jump on a call, man. Just ring me if you have a problem that's 6 minutes long.
Tea, strong or weak?
Neither.
Very strong.
I hate tea.
I love tea.
No, I'm not mad about tea now either. And there's nothing worse than a cup of weak tea. Wake tea. Like it's more milk than tea. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Watery, warm milk.
Yeah.
Horrible. Nasty.
Nasty stuff. Nasty.
Get that out of my face.
Horrible.
Well, yeah. Then if you don't drink tea, is it coffee then in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Caramel latte.
Jesus, the notion's coming out of you. Caramel latte.
I'm a changed man.
You get a couple of quid from a couple of sponsors on a podcast and look at you, you're having caramel lattes. Next, you'd be putting ice on it. There'd be no stopping you.
Oh my God, I love it so, so much. You don't like tea, Una?
No, I don't. I don't like tea. Okay, I used to love it.
I don't either.
Yeah, I just coffee.
And do you get all the weird looks? Do you, are people like, what's going on here?
You won't have tea.
You won't have tea, yeah.
What? What's wrong with you? I would drink it at a push if it was very, 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 very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, hardly any milk in it.
I don't know about you.
No, I don't like tea, no.
We have to be the first three people in a room alone together and none of us likes tea in Ireland, surely.
No, I did an acting job and then went in and they said, just make a cup of tea over there and I didn't know how to make it. And then they were like, oh, will someone teach this 17-year-old kid how to make a cup of tea?
They said that to you.
Was like, kick it off.
Hold
like,
on a second. Sorry. How did you not know to make a cup of tea, regardless of whether you drank it or not?
I know, I get them because if someone asks me to make a cup of tea, I'm panicking. I don't know.
How did they like it?
Yeah, because then I saw online this tea graph before. And it was like 12 different shades of tea. And I was just like, I don't know what way to make this. When you see stuff like that online, you're like, well, people obviously like their tea in different ways. So, mm-hmm. But did he actually say that?
Oh, gosh, he kicked off and he got, well, someone teach this 17-year-old kid how to make a cup of tea.
Oh, lads, I'm mortified for you.
Put the bag in, put the water in, put milk in if you want it.
Right. Kind of with Una on that. Yeah, like you should have just, you shouldn't have said that out loud. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, how anyway. Do I make a cup of tea? Yeah. Did you get the job?
I was already on this was filming.
Oh, it was too late for the poor. They're like, oh, God, what are we doing with this dud?
Let me lift you up. High mornings with
Cooper
and Una.
Breakfast rolled. Survey says, let's go. What's your
answer? Today, 28% of people say this happened as a young child. What is it? Ooh, what happened to you when you were younger? Oh.
Did I have...
Am I?
Is it, shoved something up your nose?
Oh. We all did that just to see what happened, yeah.
Yeah, I shoved Tic Tacs up my nose. I had to go to the doctor.
What? Is that a true story?
That's a true story, yeah.
What were you doing putting Tic Tacs up your nose?
I don't know. I was only a child. I was a toddler. Like, I was experimenting with Tic Tacs, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure me and my brother put pennies up our nose as well.
Pennies?
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital, yeah.
As in actual...
as in money, yeah.
Oh, coins, yeah. Man.
My parents had this, like... annoying story they tell everybody whenever we're all together about when I was a child that I don't think is true. And every time they tell the story, they exaggerate it more.
Yeah.
So the story started off as I was minding my brother and sister and I ate 10 Kit Kats when they were out of the house. And as the years have gone on, it's added up to about 30 Kit Kats. They are convinced that I...
And were you sick after eating all of the Kit Kats?
I did eat a load of Kit Kats, but I didn't eat 30 Kit Kats in the space of 60 minutes. But this is an annoying story. My parents said, like, once we left the house, you clear out the fridge, you clear out the drawers, and they were hanging up the Ring doorbell once before, and I was like at home, staying at home for the night, whatever, and I went to the cupboard and I milled the jar of peanut butter with a spoon. You guys do that too, right?
Oh yeah.
Straight out of the jar.
My brother used to do that with butter.
Oh, no.
I know, yeah, so
no,
disgusting.
No,
just
no.
Like, yeah, just a tub of butter in the spoon eating.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I know.
Anyway, the Ring doorbell was being charged and it recorded every moment of me. My dad had a video now of me just milling the peanut butter out of the jar with the spoon. But
I'd say that would have been very cute, though.
28% of people said that they didn't eat 30 Kit Kats.
No, good shout, though. Not the answer, no.
Okay, what do you guys think? You're listening right now. 087-1102-107.
28% of people say this happened as a young child. What is it?
Survey says, Donal, what do we have this morning?
28% of people say this happened as a young child. What happened to you when you were younger?
Okay, Gemma, what do you think?
Could it be that you had an encounter with your mother and a wooden spoon when you were younger?
The Irish myth, eh?
They just had to pull it out of the drawer and show you, yeah. And you'd be like... Okay.
I've never seen this famous wooden spoon ever.
My mum was like that all the time. She's like, hmm.
They just show you the wooden spoon.
They just show you and you go, okay. Not the answer, I'm afraid.
No, it's not the answer. Okay, we've got a couple of guesses to get to. One last time. 28% of people say this happened as a young child. What is it? 087-1102-107. We got there in the end. Donal, what do we have this morning?
Today, according to a recent study, 28% of people say this happened as a young child. What is it?
And it's not the man with the wooden spoon, according to Gemma a couple of moments ago. Let's go to Chesney.
We used to have about 20 containers when they were doing house renovations down the bottom of the street from where we live. And we used to climb up them as kids. And we used to jump one to the other and see who could get around the fastest. It's safe to say that... Failed quite a few times. But it was a lot of fun.
So what, 28% of young people jumped on...
We did the same with bales at the farm. It was like, yeah, hay bales, let's climb and jump on them.
They were so much fun making forts with the bales of hay. Yeah.
Sorry. I guess a suburban Dublin, we didn't have those.
Say you had big circular bales and four on top of each other. You climb up to the top, you jump down the gap in the middle and... There'd be a bit of hay at the bottom.
Just really?
The best fun. Yeah. Like,
you did it too?
Oh yeah, I'm from Kerry. There is a field right beside our house. And we used to go in and make all these forts with all the hay barns.
No,
but then
way.
You'd often get like little bites or something sometimes.
Yeah, there would be bugs in the hay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in Dublin. We just play to rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well... Yeah. Looks to be you.
It's not the answer, no.
Emer in Sligo says, is it that they broke a bone? I broke both my wrists falling off a bike.
Oh,
ouchie.
Both of them. It's always really sad when a kid falls, isn't it? Well, then you see they're okay, it's okay to laugh then, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not the answer, no.
Simon in Ney says, is it have a midnight feast at a sleepover?
That's close to the Kit Kats.
Oh, yes.
A couple of minutes ago, yes. I ate 30 Kit Kats when I was younger, when I was minding my brother and sister, and my parents always tell that story. So that's kind of a midnight feast.
They
absolutely,
were the best.
Yeah. Donut?
That's not the answer.
Oh,
no,
come on. Maybe that's probably a higher percentage.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Do you want the answer?
Yes, please.
28% of people, when they were younger, they had an imaginary friend that they were happy just chilling out with.
Okay, well, there's three people in this room, so that would mean that one of us had an imaginary friend when we were younger. I didn't have one.
I had two.
What? of course you did.
Yeah.
What were your names?
Elaine and Salta.
Salta.
So strange. Yeah.
Don't know.
No, I didn't have any imaginary friends.
Though. Well, you missed out because it was the best crack and you get to blame them. That wasn't
Where
me.
Are they now?
That was Salta.
Do you still have them?
Sometimes they go.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Grind it just a little bit. No, all of it.
Okay. I love this game. so much. After listening to it last week, it's so fun getting to play it while covering for Cooper this week. Rhyme it. We're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. And the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. All right. Great score yesterday, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, we got 8 yesterday.
Kicked off the week with a 4. Now we're on to an 8. We got Rachel on the line. She's in Port Leash. Hiya, Rachel.
Hi, Rach.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Can't complain.
Tell us about Dolly.
Ah, oh, she's grand.
So Dolly is your little doggy, and she's taking up all your time at the moment.
Yeah, she's a little Cocker Spaniel.
Oh my God, I love Cocker Spaniels. I'm obsessed.
Is she full of beans?
Oh my God, she is actually wired.
They are. They're mad, aren't they?
So are you... Sorry, Margie.
No, you're okay. I was gonna touch on the fact that you've got a little pastime now. You were talking about off air there about something you love to do in your spare time.
Oh yeah, do you like the old bingo?
Yes, I love it.
Now, Rach, are we talking bingo loco or actual bingo?
No, like granny bingo. Granny bingo.
I love amazing. It. I used to go to it every Sunday with my mom, and it was just great. You just switch off. I never won anything now. And anytime someone did win something as well, you'd always get the people kind of looking fixed, especially if they won more than once. But it's pure luck, isn't it, Rachel? Like you can't be good at bingo, can't you not?
Well, you can't even talk. You're not even allowed to breathe at the bingo.
No, yours is proper serious, is it?
Oh, yeah, proper, like eyes down, like focus. That's it.
Okay. That's a bit intense now for me. I like my bingo to be chilled, you know.
Don't you go to bingo?
I go to bingo with my granny, yeah. And then everyone says to granny, oh, who's your new man? I'm like, oh, I've met you before, Muriel. I am her grandson.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
That is absolutely brilliant. Okay, right, Rachel, the interrogation is over.
Are you ready to play Rhyme It, Rach?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Strong, confident, I believe in you. 8 has been beaten before. Okay, so the word that you have to rhyme everything with today, Rach, is ski. S-K-I. It's a tradition in some places to swim in this...
Hi.
He stood up in court and made an innocent what?
Plea.
You can build a little playhouse in one of these in your garden.
A wood.
I run away when I see one of these little flying stinger bugs.
A bee.
I prefer drinking this to coffee.
Tea.
How many kings were there in the nativity story?
3.
I slipped in the ice and grazed my what?
Knee.
I love eating this soft, creamy cheese with crackers.
Oh no, time is... Sorry, time is up, Rachel. I do apologise. And we have to be strict on it. I heard you guys last week. You're very strict on that timer. Once it hits it, it's done.
Yeah.
What are we looking at, Donal?
5 today.
5.
So second highest of the week.
Second highest of the week, Rachel. What ones did we not get right there now during that?
The first one. It's a tradition in some places to swim in this on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
The sea.
Yeah, what did you say?
To be fair, Rachel, we have to give you credit. Sometimes you just have to just throw something out there and hope for the best, you know?
Ah, yeah.
With this game, you just say something. But this whole tradition of swimming on Christmas Day, you know, guys, come on. Like, you know.
Yeah, the sea.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way you said wood for something else.
Does
not rhyme with ski, but
what was that one for? That was the,
you can build a little playhouse in one of these in your garden.
Oh yeah,
the wood.
The wood. Hard luck, Rachel. It was lovely chatting to you.
Lovely chatting to you, Rachel. Okay, hope you have a great day, and tell Dolly we said hello, won't you?
I will, of course. She'll have to make an appearance on my radio.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we'll get her on some other morning for sure. Bye, Rachel.
Bye. Have a great day.
Oh, God. Okay, right. So 8's the score to beat. We'll play again tomorrow morning on the show.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Time for We Listen and We Don't Judge. I heard this last week. Quick question before you dive into it this morning, Una.
Yeah.
You don't judge, do you not?
I mean, there might be a little bit. Sometimes you do.
Okay.
Yeah, look, to be honest. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we try and help.
Oh, that's the important thing. Good to know. All right.
Okay, so here we go. We listen and we don't judge. Hi, guys. This is bad. but seeing as you listen and don't judge, I'd love some help here. We don't. So there is this guy who has been really into me. I'm in a relationship, but God, this fella is hot. Like, I mean, he's unreal. And there's something so mysterious about him. So he's moved in with a few of the lads that I used to live with, and he's been showing me a lot of interest. If I wasn't seeing someone, I would be all over him. Like, I am mad about my current fella, but this guy makes me giddy. Anyway, I turned him down before Christmas at a house party. Next thing I know, he's trying it on with my friend. I tried to tell her about how he was into me for months, and she got thick with me. She said, I'm low-key jealous. I guess I am a bit. So anyway, I met him out recently, and we ended up together. Next thing I know, my friend is messaging me when I'm beside him in the bed, telling me how much she likes him. He says he wants to be with me. This is a mess. Help. Wow.
There's a lot here.
You know, you said it. It's a mess. It is a mess. And I think you've caused it yourself.
It's funny how, like, there's a lot of mentioning about the friend here. The only time she mentions her other half is when she says, if I wasn't seeing somebody, I'd be all over him.
Yeah. So I think maybe she should have at the start just said, ditch the guy she was with to be with this guy before.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
He went out, and now her friend, I listen, sisters before misters, but I do.
Oh my God, is that a thing?
Oh my God, yeah.
I can't say the one, I don't think, yeah, that we...
No, you can't say the one. No, you can't.
Okay, good to know. I'm just in here covering for Cooper. Next thing you know, Cooper come back in to be like, nobody and all these complaints.
A lawsuit.
Okay. I've never heard the female version of one before. That's cool, okay.
Yeah, well, that should be like, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to... Firstly, I think you need to break up with your boyfriend, with the fella you're currently seeing, because I don't think you have too much interest. And then just maybe don't tell your friend what happened. I don't know. 087-110-2107. What should this girl do?
We're doing We Listen, We Don't Judge on iRadio right now. Is her name Gabriella?
Oh, there's no name there.
Cat's eye, hands off Gabriella. Saying it's her man.
Yeah.
Luna's going to refresh your memory okay, on why so I'm speaking like this.
There's a lot in here, so I'm just going to read it out very quickly. Hey guys, this is bad, but seeing as you listen and you don't judge, I'd love some help here. We've been kind of judgy so far, sorry. So there is this guy who has been really into me. I'm in a relationship, but God, this fella is hot. Like, I mean, he's unreal and there's something so mysterious about him. So he's moved in with a few of the lads that I used to live with, and he's been showing me a lot of interest. If I wasn't seeing someone, I'd be all over him. Like, I am mad about my current fella, but this guy makes me giddy. Anyway, I turned him down before Christmas at a house party. Next thing I know, he's trying it on with my friend. I tried to tell her about how he was into me for months, and she got thick. She said, I'm low-key jealous. I guess I was a bit. So anyway, I met him out recently, and we ended up together. Next thing I know, my friend is messaging me when I'm beside him in the bed, telling me how much she likes him. He says he wants to be with me. This is a mess. Help.
Okay, Larry, what you think?
Tell you what we should do. Crawl into a hole and never come out of it. Society doesn't need little leeches like
that. No, Larry, no, come on.
Larry, no. This is a safe space. Safe space to share. Okay.
Easy on that, Larry. Easy, come on. Let's see what Amy has to say.
Definitely judging on this one.
Oh.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh,
she
no.
doesn't deserve her best friend. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was jealous. She hurt two people. Knowing what she was doing, and she deserves what's coming to her. Judging. An awful person. I'm sorry.
Judging. I actually will disagree with Amy on that.
Go on.
Not about what the actions and stuff. I the very first thing she says there is, once a cheater, always a cheater. I will disagree with that.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me with squinty eyes?
Because
like
I'm just like, look at, okay, once cheater, always cheater. I'm like, Marty.
But that's like, I'm not going to lie. When I was like 12 years of age, I robbed a pack of chewing gums from the local spar. Like, yeah. I haven't robbed that since. Yeah. Like, we all make mistakes as humans. Yeah. I think it's unfair, you know. I do think that that's a statement. It's thrown around so easily, especially with the Love Island age and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only part, Amy, I disagree with. The rest of it, no, I'm not judging. Sorry. God, sorry, I just forgot. I remember there. We're not judging.
You have to think as well, though, if this is the one, if this was a movie, like, they'd end up together. And
yeah, that's true.
They'd get married and have kids, and the friend would understand.
Yes.
And the
friend would be the bridesmaid.
The friend would be the bridesmaid. Do you know? So, like, if there is this massive spark, I suppose it's a choice she's going to have to make. I don't know.
It's please, lust to me, anyway.
Lust. That's what it is. Yeah. 087-110-2107. We got to help this lady out. Sisters before misters, but anyway.
Come back to some of those texts in just a bit. I'm sure you know I'm covering. then I'm not here all the time, wouldn't you?
Not at all.
Just pushing random buttons. So I am. My mornings with Cooper Nuna. As you can tell, Cooper isn't here because Cooper wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have pressed the wrong button.
Oh, no, he would.
Oh, would he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Then all the time.
In that case, let's wrap this up. We listen and we don't judge. This is incredible. Oh, my God.
Okay. So this girl was in a relationship. She met this other guy. He was coming on to her, basically. She had the hots for him, but because she was with someone, she left it alone. Then he started coming on to her friend. She got jealous, told her friend, look, he's actually into me. The friend says, ha, you're low-key jealous. But then she ended up being out one night, met this guy, ended up with him. Friend starts messaging her saying, ah, here, listen, I really like this guy, while she's beside him in the bed. Oh. And now she's like, this guy is saying to her, I really want to be with you. Sorry, now did I? I hope I got that out. It's a bit confusing. There's a lot in there, but it's juicy.
If you're struggling to read it, imagine being in that situation, let alone, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of reaction to get to right now.
He's a player. Get rid. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. You're going to have to break up with that lad because that's not fair what you just done. Not fair. And it's not fair in your friend either, by the way. No, you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. Get rid of him. Get rid of all three. The two blokes and the girl, the friend, because that's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels.
The two blokes? Is there two?
Well, there's two blokes, yeah, so she's with someone.
But he's not getting mentioned at all, bless him.
Well, he got mentioned. Well, that was the reason she didn't go off with this other so-called player at the start.
Well, but I'm enjoying the fact now that we're actually finally getting at the guy here, you know? It's
yeah, not her.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. That's a good point.
All right, we got another one here.
I think your man is a bit of a, don't want to say it on the radio. So he couldn't get with her, so he got with a friend, and now he's back with her. And she needs to walk away. They both need to walk away from him and they'll likely lose their friendship over it. But neither of them should stick with him. Then he gets what he wants. He's playing the two of them against each other. And the poster needs to break up with the boyfriend gently and kindly because she shouldn't continue a relationship if she's not that into him.
No.
That is the best advice. And this guy is like, he's coming across kind of slimy. Now, I know she said that the chem is there, the passion is there, the lust is there. But is he really going to be good for her when he's coming on to her friend?
Yeah.
You know?
There we go. We got another voice note in here.
I think your man is a bit of a, don't want to say it on the radio.
Oh, I just played that one.
So he couldn't get with her, so we got with her.
We already got that advice. There you see, I'm messing up everything.
That's
pressing
all
the wrong buttons, everybody.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. I can't even get the other voice note now because I'm after making an absolute mess of everything, guys. So,
oh, well, we have a message in from Deirdre and she says, absolute B1TCH. She doesn't deserve any of them. Break it off with the lad. The other lad will lose interest when you are available. That's a good point. You will lose your friend. Hope it was worth it. Shallow lady. Okay, wow, right.
Guys, so the first time coming in here to do this with, and this whole we don't judge thing, it doesn't really matter, does it? That's just not part. It should be just called listen.
It's a safe space and oh, look, yeah, I suppose we're totally judging, aren't we? We're totally judging. Okay. I hope we've helped you, though.
We absolutely haven't. Like, we have not done anything. You know, I'm going to be a little bit compassionate. I'm going to put it out there now. I'm going to say we all make mistakes, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And it's really easy to point the finger at someone and be like, you shouldn't do that and you shouldn't do that. But if you're in their head, you don't know what's bouncing around in there that caused them to do something. You know, they can... any mistake we can come back from as long as it's not illegal. That's what I like to say.
And also, this could be, I mean, this girl could have found the love of her life now.
That's it.
He could be.
You know?
Yeah.
As so. Joanne McNally says, ill-advised, not illegal. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Get that on a cup.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Time to play Truth or Trash. You can play along with us. I'm right in saying we're all going to give a fact.
Yes.
And then we all have to guess if it's truth or trash, I guess. Simple enough, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yes.
And we all look forward to what Una's going to say in a couple of moments. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready to go?
Ready.
Let's do it. All right, Donald, this is over to you. Hit us.
My facts, bit of history. Ancient Rome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wealthy citizens, the ones that had a lot of money, they treated themselves to use mouse brains as toothpaste. It's good for your teeth. Bit of mouse brain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
good for your teeth.
Yeah.
I have heard of random things being good for you. Like,
you wouldn't think.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah.
if we've got mice in the house, but I'm not going to be running after them after the brain.
Oh. Yeah, oh my God, dog.
Well, the Romans did kind of a lot of wild things. Like they had those rooms where, what were they called again? Was it vomitarium or something? I don't know. Where they'd go to parties and they'd have loads of food and be having a great time and they'd be stuffed. And they're like, oh, damn, I can't eat anymore. So they just go and tickle their throat with a feather and then they get sick and then they come back in like, and then they start eating more.
To go again, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you call it a vomitarium?
Well, I could have made that up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that is definitely true. So I am going to say, that's true, Donald.
Oh, right. No, I think it's trash. I'm sorry.
Trash. Well, it is true. Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
treated themselves to powdered mouse brains as toothpaste for themselves.
Oh, and what did it actually work as a toothpaste?
I mean, a lot of things the Romans did didn't always work, but they thought it did anyway.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Okay, got a fun radio fact for everybody here now. Cool. This is actually really interesting. And as we work in radio and people are listening to the radio right now, I think that we're all going to enjoy this one. So during the 1940s, several broadcasters, including the BBC, used to broadcast 30 seconds of silence at the start of every hour. This wasn't for a moment of reflection. Engineers believed that the intense heat generated by vacuum tube transmitters could cause signal congestion. By cutting the feed for 30 seconds, they thought that they were allowing the local atmosphere to cool down.
Oh,
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we don't do that. We do 1 second of silence and we're, and we're done.
Yeah. Keep talking.
The backup kicks in, yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of this before. But
well,
it seems
a bit
too...
it's the 40s, though, to be fair. Like,
before our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say trash.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but it could be true. I'm going to say true. Yeah.
Just because it could be.
Just because it makes, if something's overheating, maybe it was, they overheated easily back in the day. So yeah, give
the,
it a bit of time.
The atmosphere overheating total. Come on now.
Not the atmosphere, but the actual...
You're correct.
Am I correct?
Yeah. No, Una's correct. Sorry. It's wrong. It's trash. I don't know, to be fair, I kind of pushed you into that one. I was like, hearing the term cool down, we think of the buttons and the desk and stuff, but no, they were cooling down the local atmosphere, Donal, in the...
Oh,
in
that's
the,
what you said, right? Yeah.
Well done, Una. You popped onto that one.
Right. So, I don't know if you've heard of this now.
Probably haven't.
No, I've seen it a good bit on socials. There's a new trend happening in Cavan at the moment.
Oh.
And it's a money-saving trend.
Okay.
And I have to say, I think this is wild, even by Cavan standards. And I love Cavan, and it's the Lake County, and it's beautiful. But there are parents hosting their kids' play dates in Cavan have implemented a BYO policy. Bring your own. So they're encouraging other children to bring their own food to the parties so that they don't have to spend money on feeding the children. Do you know what I mean? So well, bring your own Sambos. You know.
My other half's sister is a mother of three. And she has told me before about parties and stuff and how they can actually be really expensive,
really expensive,
fair.
Yeah.
And that there's usually a pot that you contribute money to. You can put a fiver or a tenner in or something. I don't know. That's what I've heard. Is that a thing for people hosting parties, maybe?
Oh, no, I haven't heard that.
So, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd rather, you know, send my kid over with his own Sambo than contribute €5. I'm saving money then.
You're That's saving true. Money and you know what your kid is eating?
I'm going to say it's true. I'm going to go mad on this one. I think that it's definitely, I don't want to limit it to a Cavan thing, but it's definitely something that you could save money with for sure.
And if you, you know, different kids have different like dietary requirements and stuff. And if you're putting a spread on, you think, oh, is this kid going to be able to eat this?
There you go. You can look after your own. They're going to eat what they want to eat. So, Donald, you're right.
But I'm still going to say trash though. But,
These are all the reasons why I think it's true, but no. Una said it, therefore it's trash. I'm going to say it's true, Una. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this.
Could be.
Oh, don't do that, Marty. You're guilting me out now. It's obviously it's well, you know what? It might be true. It might be
every
true.
Every single time I've done this, now it's my third time doing it. It's again, you've said something that will probably be fact one day.
One day, exactly. Now I'm probably after giving the people of Cavan a good idea. Do you know? the people of Ireland. So
But I should have copied and said BYO. And then you said bring your own food, because that'd be BYOF. But why would they have left the F out?
Just bring your own, whatever you want. If you want to bring your own.
Bring your own anything.
Like bring your own juice, bring your own cheese and crackers, bring your own Sambos, bring your own treats.
Okay.
Remember, this is trash. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, yes. sorry. Here's me looking into it. Oh, God.
But
okay.
Listen, it could be a thing now. It's a good idea. It's a money saver for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the parents out there, their ears are pointing up to the ceiling right now at your Una, beautiful
great
idea.
Idea. Yeah.
Una. Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking forward to another game of this tomorrow.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We had a clear out yesterday in the office. And Una, yeah, go on. I'll let you tell this story because I'm not doing it.
No, do it.
Ah, well, look, there's nothing left, is there, Una? Because it's all in your gaff.
Hold on a second now. Hold on. Now, Donal, you can let everyone know this is actually true. There is a beautiful, stunning velvet orange. Orange is my favourite colour. And it's all about the brand, the iRadio brand, orange, spreading awareness. There's a beautiful couch down there. And I've had my eye on it from day dot. And
as in, wait, the first time you laid eyes on that,
yeah,
you were
like,
I was like,
oh my God, I want that couch so bad. Okay. And it folds out into a bed as well.
Does it?
Yeah. No wonder you want it.
Yeah. So they're clearing out the office. They're getting a whole new...
Everything.
Yeah. Sorry, a bad word came into my head there and I was like, don't say it. Anyway, so yes, I asked. I was like, so what's the story with that old couch there now? Because I could do with the couch. And Charlie's like, yeah, it's yours. Charlie's managing everything. He was like, yeah, go on, take it, no bother. I was like, woohoo. But then I saw the other orange couch, which is a really, really comfy couch.
Couch number two.
Wow. So I said, Charlie. He was like, yeah, go on, just take it. But how are you going to get it down? I was like, ah, sure, I can add. Cooper will do it for me.
I think it's a three-piece couch will fit in Cooper's car.
So,
yeah, and he's going to carry it down off the second floor.
Yeah, so I've got two orange couches and I'm absolutely delighted because the dog has bitten through the couch.
Oh.
And so it's all, yeah.
But then someone else said about orange chairs that are going out there.
Oh,
and Una
lovely.
Said, no, I've called them as well.
Why didn't we give anything away in the show? We could have had like a random, like,
oh my God, yeah. Those orange.
Tomorrow. You know, if there's nothing left, guys, just do like a random lucky dip tomorrow morning on the show and just give away.
No, I'm kidding. I'm taking the
you're
orange.
You're taking.
Everything that's orange is mine.
To be fair, Shane now. Good old Shane out there. He beat me to something yesterday. I was a little bit angry at him. I was. So all this stuff was just out at reception and I was just kind of like stepping over it. And I knocked over, like, we have, I'm sure if you're listening right now, you've probably seen it on TV and stuff, in the radio studios, you have, like, the big radio clock. Mm. So there was an old one out there, literally just like the one we have here, and I kicked it over and it hit the ground and Shane came over and, like, the gentleman that I thought he was helped me pick it up. Mm. And then he looked at it and went, oh, this is lovely, I'll take this. I didn't realise what it was. I was like, oh, I would have loved that for my studio at home. Shane wasn't trying to help me. No, he wasn't. He was like, I'll swoop in here now before Marty grabs this and I'll rob this. So now, to be fair, I did get a new monitor and a speaker out of this clear.
Oh,
clear.
There you go. You did well. So
I did pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah, like we plundered the place.
Donald, did you get anything?
Yeah, there was supposed to have been 7 TVs going, so I got one of them.
Oh, you got a TV?
There's no wires in it, but, you know, I'll find them.
I got really excited at all the computers that were being left out. I was like, oh, my God. There's no hard drives in them, though. Oh, okay. Well then.
Donald, I saw you trying to... You came up with a couple of cushions.
Oh, there was an iRadio cushion, but they said, no, we're keeping them. So,
So
you want with the two couches.
Yes, the two couches and the orange seats.
I know. How am I going to get... I have to hire a van now and a couple of...
Lads to
couple
bring
of,
it down.
Yeah, yeah, lads... What are you doing the weekend?
Yeah. No, not us.
No, not us, not a chance.
Else. Why? Yeah. You won't help me with the couches.
I'm in Oman in County Tyrone this weekend, so sorry.
Yeah, I'm in Manchester this weekend.
I'm out.
So sorry.
Okay, fine.
Get my hair done.
I'll find someone to help me with those couches. I'll find a
Cooper
van.
Cooper will have no problem helping you when he's back. Absolutely not.
You're right. Yeah. Cooper's doing it for me.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.